Everybody, this is Pastor Brennan coming back to you live. I'm sorry that my iPad just kind of cut me out there for a second. Instead of redoing the whole thing, I'm just going to kind of split this into kind of two parts. So just be mindful that the last part and this part are really one message. So you're going to have to kind of listen to both of them, okay? So with that said, we're going to go ahead and finish up our message here on your sins will find you out, okay? So, like I was getting to, I want you guys to turn with me to 1 Samuel 15:11. Now, Saul, okay, his sins found him out, okay? And his sins, okay, cost him his life, okay? So, we're going to go ahead and turn with me and go to 1 Samuel 15:11. 1 Samuel 15:11. And here's what happened. Okay. God told Saul that he needed to wipe out the Amalekites. He needed to wipe out every single one and not leave anything. Okay? Don't hold anything back, but he was supposed to wipe out every single man, woman, child, suckling, animal, you name it. Okay? But he didn't. He rebelled. Okay? He rebelled against God. And in his rebellion, he thought he was doing a service to God by keeping his commandments when in fact he sinned. Okay? He was so prideful, so prideful and so puffed up, he thought he was doing a service for God, and yet he disobeyed and rebelled. Okay, now 1 Samuel 15:11, it says this. This is God speaking to Samuel. Okay, it says, "It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up a place, and has gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, Stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, Say on. And Samuel said, When thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord had Lord sent me, and brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Let me tell you something. Saul, the first king of Israel, sinned against God, and God said, I reject you. I reject you, Saul. I'm done talking to you. It repenteth me for making you king. I am done talking to you. I'm done with you. Saul sinned against the Lord, and you know what it cost him? It cost him everything. And it even costed him eternity, because Saul didn't repent. And God gave Saul a chance to repent. But just like Judas, Saul chose not to repent. And he continued sinning against the Lord and didn't repent. Be sure your sin will find you out. This is what's going on with all these indictments. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? Oh, hang on. Because everything got screwed up and because I had to redo everything. Oh, there we go. Hang on a second. Your sin will find you out if you don't repent. And by the way, all you people, all you Luciferian elitists in Washington and Hollywood and in the news, if you think for one second your sin will not find you out, I will guarantee you, your sin will find you out if you don't repent. And God has given you a space to repent, and if you don't take it, God will expose your sin. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is plain, simple, clear-cut. It's what the Word says. Let me tell you something. To obey the Lord is better than sacrifice. By the way, technically, yeah, Saul did go where the Lord wanted him to. But you want to know something? That was not full obedience. Sure, he obeyed the Lord in the manner of going to the Amalekites going on his way. But God said God told him to wipe every single one of them out. He didn't do that. Therefore, he was in disobedience. Believers, okay, you may think that you might be obeying the Lord, but the Bible says we're to examine ourselves whether to see we be in the faith. So my question to you is, are you really being obedient to what God has called you to? Let me tell you something. I know of a man who I believe to be, who I believe is born again. I know of a man that there's some stuff going on in his life, and there's certain things that he's doing that he really shouldn't be doing as per association. And there's certain things that, you know, I'm not going to get into it, but here's the thing. Let me just say it this way, okay? If you think that you are obedient to the Lord when you know that you have unrepented sin, let me tell you for a believer what the result of that sin can be. If you have bitterness or anger, that can manifest itself into cancer. And if you don't let go of it, you won't be healed. Sometimes people get cancer because of their anger. And they can really just be healed if they let it go. Sometimes, and let me tell you something. God is dealing with me right now on being careful who I associate with. Let me tell you something. If you associate yourselves with heretics, you're just as guilty as they are, and you will share in their judgment. You will. That might be something I might want to, if the Lord willing, I should maybe touch more on that on the next broadcast. So, believer, will you repent of your sin today? Will you, by the way, it'd be better off to repent of your sin and restore that fellowship. Okay? It will. For the non-believer, today is the day of salvation. Amen? Today is the day of salvation. Seek the Lord, pray. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you go, unbeliever, if you want to know that heaven is your home, today is the day to do so. You can always go before the Lord and repent of your sins and ask Him to forgive you of your sins, to cleanse you, to wash you, to fill you with His Spirit. But most importantly, you need to put your faith and trust in Him to have a relationship with Him. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? So, listen, I love you guys, and because I love you, I tell you the truth. But here's the thing, I don't want you taking my word for things. Don't ever take my word for things, okay? You take what I say, and you match it with this Bible. If what I said does not match with this Bible, then let God be true and every man a liar. And I will have to give an account as to what I've said. I will have to give an account, whether good or bad. And I'm going to tell you something. That stuff will determine what rewards I do get. Okay? Now listen, if I'm wrong, then let the good Lord chasten me and correct me and rebuke me if I'm wrong. But if I'm right, I pray that He will show you what I'm talking about. Amen. Listen, I want to apologize for my video cutting out. I didn't want to redo it because, you know, I felt like the first part was good and I just wanted to be sure to pick up from that last part. So, when you watch this sermon, I want you to watch that first part and then watch the second part because it's the same. It's the one sermon, but I had to split it in two due to the fact it cut me out. Please pray for me because I don't know what to do with all these sermons. I don't know how to preserve the sermons that I have on here. And it's really difficult to do so when I have very limited space. And on my iPad, I don't have a whole lot of space left over, and I have to constantly delete things just so that I can have room to put my videos on and transfer them to YouTube and then sermon audio. Okay? So I want you to pray for me on that. I want you to pray because I don't know how this is going to work out, and I'm almost getting tempted just to deleting the previous videos, and I don't know how. I mean, I may have to come down to that. But if it does come down to that, just know that the sermons that I have on Facebook and stuff like that will be there. Okay? All that stuff will be there. But keep me in prayer, okay? Please pray for me. Please pray for these videos, okay? I want God's will to be done. And I don't want any part of this ministry to be hindered. Amen? So, listen, I love you guys. God bless you. Again, I'm very sorry my video cut out on me, but I wanted I didn't want to start over, but I wanted to make sure that I wanted to finish it. Okay. So, like I said, you need to watch the first part and watch this part. Okay. Because it's one sermon, but I had to split it in two because of the fact that it cut me out. Okay. So, on Thursday, we're going to be talking, we're going to be continuing to talk about faith. We're going to be talking, I think what's next is we're going to be talking about Enoch's translation. Okay, I'm also going to talk about the translation and how it correlates to us. Okay, because Enoch is kind of a small chunk. We don't really know a whole lot about Enoch. So we're going to be talking about more on faith on the next Fishers of Men. And Friday is going to be our Pastor Brandon Live. And I'm just going to let the Lord lead and do whatever he wants. Amen. Because it's the Lord's ministry. It's not mine. But anyways, listen, I love you guys. God bless you. I hope you had a great Tuesday. And tomorrow, with the good Lord willing, I will do a live devotional tomorrow. Okay. With that said, I love you guys. God bless you. This is Pastor Brandon signing off for the evening. God bless you. You have a great night, and we'll see you next time. Love you guys. See you. Bye.